Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and pepper with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, and welcome to the Slugger Craft Beer Podcast, Craft Beverage Podcast. We're eventually going to do something other than beer someday. John, Steven here, and tonight we have a pretty interesting episode for you.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be really nice. I've never done anything like this back-to-back.
No, I've done some side-by-sides before with different years, but tonight we're doing a vertical pairing of four different years of Trogues Mad Elf Christmas Ale. We're doing the 2015 through 2018 variations of it, and this is a fantastic beer. I mean, it's not like it's the first time you or I've ever had it.
Oh, yeah, I've had it a couple times. It is a good beer.
I remember one year we sprung for full six-packs of it.
Yeah.
Back when it was only $15 a six-pack.
Those were the days.
I know. You know, it is a great beer. I understand why they have to charge quite so much. Now, this particular pack was $20 for the four-pack, but somebody had to age these beer for 4 years by the time I bought it.
Right.
I mean, this is well-seller beer.
Yeah. I think this is a very interesting pick to do several years.
Yeah, it's a very complex beer.
It is. You know, I haven't had Mad Elf in probably 2 years, but from what I recollect, cherries. And yes. I'm curious how the cherries held from, you know, 2015.
Yeah, basically they say ale brewed with honey and cherries. I mean, it is a very red, kind of like a red ale look to it. There's a very nice little ruby color in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to just do a sniff down the line here. We got, I think there's a much more pronounced fruit smell in the 2015. You get a lot more grain coming through in the 18.
As far as fruit goes, I think the 15 almost has a darker fruit smell, like almost a plum.
Yes, a more stone fruit. Yeah.
You know, the 18, that's fresh picked cherries.
So I'm not getting a lot of fruit there at all. I'm getting more.
Oh no, that's fresh
more of the
picked
grains
cherries.
In the yeast. I mean, it smells good, and it's going to be good. That I have no doubt. All right, so I guess we should start with the 2015.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right. Now, have you ever been to Trogues?
No.
Very cool little brewery. I say little. They're not that little. But in the grand scheme of things, they're not huge. They're pretty midland sized brewery, but they have a great tour. They do make you wear Crocs if you came in flip flops though. They just have a bin of Crocs you got
to wear. Well, I don't think I'll have to worry about that.
Yeah, no. I've been there twice now.
Have you?
Yeah. Miranda and I took a vacation to Hershey. First trip we ever went on together. And then we went to go see John Prine in Hershey about 6 months later.
So this I went to takes Trogues you back twice. Then.
It does. It throws me back to getting hammer slammed before John Prine. Oh, this 2015 smells amazing.
Does smell good.
But you're right. Stone fruit. And there is a distinct honey aroma.
Definitely. I think the cherries have disappeared. Almost completely out of sight. I think it's plum.
Yeah. There's an aged kind of fruit, like almost prune, no longer plum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Underneath it. But it's mellowed so much because this is an 11% beer. And so it's mellowed so much with that alcohol. So there's still a booziness. Let's not kid ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of booze. But it mellowed out so well. I mean, the carbonation's almost gone.
It is.
To be honest, like there's compared to the other three pour, there's very little there. Mm-hmm. But this is a damn good beer. I was just looking at the 2018 to see what had actually changed in the beer, and it looks like nothing has actually changed in the recipe.
So we'll take another sip here.
Yeah, I want to try the 15 again before I move on to the 16 right beside it. What do you think?
I like it. I like the fact that it's mellowed. But on the flip side of that, for me, again, in the past, when I tried this a couple of years ago, the cherry really what stuck out to me in that flavor.
Yeah.
And, of course, you don't have that at this point.
No, it's I don't want to say dissipated. It's just altered a bit. All right. Let's try it with a 16.
What style of beer was this again?
All it says is ale brewed with cherries and honey.
Because the 15 tastes like a barley wine. Really.
It does. It's very similar to a barley wine or an old ale. Because it's not, it's very low on IBUs as well.
Right.
This one, I'm not getting as much of an aroma at all from this one. It's just not as pronounced as the other three, I think.
Did they do something different this year on this one? Because I'm getting bourbon.
You're right. I think the alcohol is definitely a little harsher. But no, I mean, everything says it is exactly the same.
This is... I'm getting a lot of bourbon.
Or yeah, carbonation. I mean, I think you're tasting the alcohol a lot more. That's for sure.
Caramel.
Yeah, I could go with that. But yeah, I mean, they use a spicy Belgian yeast, is what it says. So basically a Belgian ale yeast. But I mean, I'm not really getting any of that as much. I'm not getting much fruit at all.
No, there.
I mean, there's
not
a little
at all.
Bit. There's
which,
a little
which
bit.
Which is strange because how did we get to 15 with fruit but bypass 16?
I know. And I mean, I just think the 16 doesn't, the aroma is so different than the other three.
Yeah.
When you just smell them, because the 17, I can still get some fruit. And then like I said, I just get grains in the 18. The 18 is a lot clearer too if you look at them all in line. But yeah, the 16's different.
It is.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember I bought a crowler of it, brought it back, and we split it of a Naked Elf from the brewery.
Yes, I do remember that. And yeah, I agree.
It was that beer so it was Mad Elf without cherries,
right?
Basically. And so this reminds me more of that, and it was a great beer. I liked it because it was like $3 cheaper than Mad Elf.
This was misbottled.
It might have been. They do have a bourbon barrel Mad Elf.
It is so odd that there is no fruit.
Yeah. I mean, if it's there, it's just a hint. Maybe it was like a bad cherry year and they couldn't get their usual amount.
If there is cherry, it's black cherry and it's on the back end. And now, it's subtle.
I will say this is more like the beer I'm used to drinking. Just like I'm not saying like it's a better beer than the 15, because I think the 15 was phenomenal. Complex as hell, but phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just think we're so used to drinking beer like this one that it goes down a little easier for me.
It does go down.
Like, I can take bigger swallows that, which is weird because I taste the alcohol way more. There's a lot of booze there.
Right.
And maybe that's what I get more on the nose. Maybe that's why you can't smell the fruit. It's so covered up with booze.
I think maybe that's definitely a possibility. Because that's all this is. It's just a bourbon barrel ale to me at this point.
Yeah. And there's no bourbon barrel, though.
Yeah, right. I'm just getting oak, I guess.
Yeah. It's very – and they do have foeders there at the brewery, the giant oak containers that they usually make sours in. They do have those. They're pretty awesome looking. I mean, they're the biggest foeders I've ever seen, so they're awesome.
This might sound a little weird, but I'm almost getting a little bit of lemon. Just for a second.
I was about to move on to the 17, so I wasn't really going to go back, but...
I mean, I don't know. Just
I mean, I think
strange.
I know, it's very different.
It is.
I was not expecting it to be so different.
Night and day.
Now I'm going to throw up the 17 here. This one I'm getting a little more cherry in.
Little.
I don't get as much booze on the nose either.
This is lighter.
It is. And I think there's much more fruit.
Yes.
Here.
The cherry is starting. It's there.
Yeah. I think the honey's a little more pronounced in this one as well.
It is.
I'm a little surprised by that. I was kind of expecting the honey to kind of float underneath till we got to the 18. But I think the honey blended well in the 15, and that's what these might all be way over 11% by now too, because that honey could just keep on working. I didn't see any yeast in the bottle, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's not yeast in the bottle. There's always yeast in the bottle.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, just I get the oakiness. I get black cherry. I get caramel. Honey.
Yeah. I think they're ticking all the boxes on what they're describing this beer to be.
I like this one better than the 16.
I do too. I think the 16 is a decent beer, but it's not what we know this beer is capable of being. Now,
I will say at this point, having never done this before, I am really legitimately shocked at the differences.
Oh, I know. And I, like I said, I've done side-by-sides with one year to another. I've never done four-year comparison because I just can't cellar beer. I drink it too fast,
right?
And I have no self-control. I'm a fucking 12-year-old. Now, something else to remember is that Trogues went through this huge change in everything they did. All their labeling, the beer they mass-produced, everything right between 2015 and 2016. Is there a chance they changed the recipe?
That's true, too.
In that time? Because we might be drinking a very different beer in 2015 because it doesn't have the same label. It doesn't have the same details on its label. Anything.
Is it a different head brewer too?
Chris and John signed this bottle.
That's the most recent.
That is the 2015.
Oh, it's 15?
Yeah, and there is nothing that explains that here. New label.
It was Pride back in 15. Now they're just like signing it.
Yeah. Let's see. The new label says the holidays at Trogues start with our inner Mad Elf momentarily taking over the brew deck. So blame him for this cheerful ruby red creation brew with cherries, honey, and spicy Belgian yeast, reminiscent of cinnamon, clove, and allspice. I might get a little bit of cinnamon, but not much.
No, I'm not getting cinnamon.
I don't get much clove either. Allspice I can see, though. Yeah. I get that. But, yeah, I mean, which, and so I know, like, allspice is a little bit of a blend of a lot of stuff, but
maybe a hint of clove.
Are you on the 17 still?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I was thinking about staying for a second. I'm going to camp out here.
This is definitely my second favorite thus far.
Oh, yeah. I really do like it. I'm saving this 15, though. That's how I'm going to end, unless this one is amazing.
I think as the 15 warms, I think it's going to be 10 times better.
Yeah.
Just and that dark
fruit. The other thing to remember is it's five fucking years old.
Right.
I mean, anything's going to get better when it gets 5 years old. Just ask my girlfriends.
I must say, that sounded horrible.
Yeah. I thought I'd just finish that before you could get there.
Yeah. Well, I was going there.
All right. I'm going to take a look at this 18 here. All right. The color is a little bit darker. I think
it is.
Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, I've definitely. Well, see, you know, if you notice also the lightest is the 16 to me.
Yeah. I think the 16 and 17 are pretty close together, but, and the 15 is just hazy as fuck, but that's what I would expect out of this beer anyway.
The 18 is definitely darker. It's noticeably darker. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I don't have a good answer to that. I'm going in here.
Again, I like the nose. I like the nose. This is the second favorite nose of the group.
Oh, yeah. That has very distinct flavors all the way through. It's very layered. Like, you can tell it's not aged. It doesn't blend. But you get a lot more malt in this one.
Malt? I'm getting chocolate. A little bit of chocolate. I'm definitely getting a cherry.
I'm getting, like, a wheat bread. But, I mean, that's the malt. But yeah, I'm getting like the cherry. I'm getting the cherry. I'm getting the honey. I'm getting the booze, and then at the end, I'm getting this just malt mouthfeel. So it's a lot heavier on the tongue than these other three. Even now, I would say this is probably my second favorite. I would go 15, 18, 17, 16.
I look at 18 as an unfinished product. It's like they put everything together. And it just hadn't stirred the pot enough to blend it.
But this is the beer we're used to drinking.
Yes.
This is how we usually take
it. It's not ready yet.
So this is just telling you, from now on when we buy Mad Elf, we got to put it in the fucking closet under the stairs, wait 4 years, 5 years, pop that bitch open.
Then it's a whole new beer. It's Insane Elf.
That is what it is. Ludicrous elf.
but seriously, I mean, all the flavors are there. It's a very complex beer. It's just not blended enough.
I think I like the maltiness, though. Like, I think that might have been what the 16 and to a degree the 17 are lacking, is the mouth feels a little too light for what they're trying to do.
Right.
This one's got that beefy breadiness. It's a little chewier. And so I think it's able to handle all those flavors and the booze better.
I agree with you.
So if 5 years from now we come across another one of these little vertical pairing packs, are you picking it up?
Well, I tell you, if you'll split the price with me, what I will do is I will take the oldest and the newest and give you the two in between.
That sounds right. I was asking for the viewers, though, would you do this again?
Oh, yes, okay. I would.
not are you a cheap ass. We know the answer to that.
I would do this again. This is more interesting than what I thought it would be.
I agree. I was really terrified that I was going to grab these four beer and not be able to tell you a damn thing between them. Because I've done that with some beer.
Right.
When I've done side-by-side comparisons, I've been like, oh, I can taste like the hops have mellowed out a little bit, whatever the fuck, you know. This one, though, it's very distinct year to year. And mm-hmm. I thought when I saw this pack, I thought, oh, this is a good pack to do a vertical pairing with.
You're right.
Like, this will go really well as opposed to an IPA or Imperial Stout that might all taste the same.
Right.
Or have very subtle differences, like just in like carbonation, mouthfeel kind of things. But I'm happy with this. You know, now I'm not as afraid to like spend the money on this. And you know, realistically, if you buy a single bottle of Mad Elf, anyway, it's going to be $354.
Yep.
So really, you're paying a dollar more a bottle and you're getting the 2015, which is what really matters.
Right.
You know what we ought to do? Let's go to the store. See if they have any more of these. Just take the 2015s out and put them in our mixed six packs for whatever the price of a regular Mad Elf is.
I could do that. I will do that.
I have no shame.
No.
I will steal this fucking beer.
I don't care. They have taken enough money from us over the years.
Right. I have kept the lights on in that store. All right. That's all we've got. If you ever get a chance to do a four-year vertical pairing, we encourage you to do it. You can hit us up at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to sit here and finish these delicious beers. You should go do some of that too.
Cheers.